Verein. A feast of waltzes, marches and polkas from the Strauss family and friends that will start the new year in style. The New Year's Day concert live from Vienna. Wednesday morning from 9:30 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Well, over on our BBC Sounds music stream, Radio 3 Unwind right now, it's ultimate calm. To listen, just ask your smart speaker to play Radio 3 Unwind. In the meantime, here on Radio 3, later tonight at 10:30, Tom Service presents a concert from the London Contemporary Music Festival, recorded earlier this month in Hackney in East London. And as ever, with this exciting festival, there's a huge variety of new music and sound art. The LCMF Orchestra played three major new commissions by improvisers Maggie Nichols and Sophia Jernberg and composer Lawrence Crane. That's all to look forward to in an hour in the new music show with Tom Service. But first, at 9:30, it's time for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Good evening and welcome to Music Planet. Tonight we're lying low and getting cosy, so maybe get the fire on and a warming hot drink. Get yourself comfortable and we'll start with some wintertime blues.
Hello, baby. How you feel today? I wanna talk with you, baby, before I go away. Have you got time? Maybe to have a little talk with me. When a time is coming, and I'm worried as a man can be. My overcoat's in pawn, baby, and I haven't got a dime. When a time is coming, and it's worrying my mind. Shame, baby, where you treating me? I'm blue and disgusted, worried as a man can be. When a time is coming, it's getting colder every day. While I done got tired of being treated this way. So tell me, baby, tell me what have you got to say. You better say it now, baby, and then I will be on my way. Lay your record, boy, lay your record. I know. What you got to say, but someday you'll need me, and I'll be far away. Then you'll be worried, worried as a gal can be. Then you wanna tell the whole world just what you did to me.
That's Big Maceo Merriweather's Wintertime Blues, which has the opposite effect on me. It makes me smile. And Big Maceo was an important figure in the 1940s Chicago blues scene. He was left-handed, which might account for that extra weight, that extra heft there in the bass lines. Welcome to Music Planet. This is BBC Radio 3, and I'm Catherine Tickell. On tonight's programme, we're taking a moment to just sit in this always slightly strange, suspended time between Christmas and New Year. For me, it always feels like a little hiatus, a lull before we commit to the new year. So we've got a selection of music to help you rest and recharge, songs to mark the end of the year and to welcome the next. And I'll also be joined by Finnish folk musician Maija Kauhanen, who specialises in playing the kantele, which is a type of plucked string instrument traditionally played in Finland. And it always sounds kind of festive to me, like an array of tiny bells. Later on, we'll hear three tracks that Maija has picked to showcase the instrument. But for now, here's a couple of tracks from Finland, starting with one from Maija Kauhanen herself. The title translates as What Will Remain.
Suru harsoja, joita muut ei näe. Ne olen kaiken peittää. Vain kosketus sut pinnalla pitää. Mitä jäljelle meistä
Hedningarna, The Heathens, a Swedish and partly Finnish band who formed back in 1987. I remember seeing them live years ago, and it was really unusual at that time to hear Scandinavian folk music mixed with electronics and quite heavy rock. They were a scary band, and I was a huge fan. That track was released back in 1999. It's called Vima, Cold Wind, and I just loved the contrast it made with the exceedingly delicate song from Maya Kauhanen that preceded it. And also, it had bagpipes in it, which, as you might know, I'm rather partial to. Let's hear Galician group Ayla now. They are part of that very strong Galician tradition of music, dance and poetry, but very outward-looking at the same time. And they say that their music was forged through magical party nights. And I have to admit that I have experienced some magical musical party nights in Galicia, and they are certainly inspiring. This piece comes from an album Ayla released for the festive season. It's a New Year's carol called As Janeiras.
Si el Señor nos da licencia, vámonos a comenzar. Esta casiña fallada, falla viña de canito. Oh Señor que vive en ella, ten que nos dar un chorizo.
Galician group Ayla with extra vocal potency added to that New Year carol by guest singer Antia Vasquez. And it's not all seasonal or wintry music on tonight's programme. Here's something from New York-born, Tamil Nadu-raised multi-instrumentalist and singer Ganavia, who released a new album last month called Daughter of a Temple. And the whole album feels extremely meditative and spiritual. That was Gnavia's Prima Mudita, featuring Shebeka Hutchings on backing vocals, jaguar whistle and clarinet. And you can find that on Gnavia's album Daughter of a Temple. This is Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell, and it's time now to hand you over to the brilliant Finnish folk musician Maija Kauhanen, who takes a fearlessly modern approach to Finnish traditional music. She plays many instruments, but she's particularly known for her skills on the kantele, a traditional Finnish string instrument which holds a special place in her heart. She lost one of her fingers in an accident as a child, and her father custom built an accessible version of the instrument for her. So we've asked Maija to pick out three tracks for us, showcasing kantele music in all its glory.
Kantele is a national instrument in Finland. Our neighboring countries, they have the similar instrument. For example, in Estonia, they have kannel, and Latvia, they have kuokle. We use in Finland kantele a lot in folk music. I have been playing kantele the whole of my life. I play all types of kantele, from 5-string kantele to the biggest 30-string chromatic kantele. Of course, our traditional music, there are different types of playing styles. Nowadays, there are a lot of electric kanteles. People are using kantele with effect pedals, and you can play every kind of music style. We have this really big national epos, Kalevala, based on the old folk singing texts. Some of it is actually traditional, and some the writer actually made it up. But there is this wizard of kantele playing, Väinämöinen, and there are a lot of stories that they actually made the first kantele of the bones of a huge fish, and then the strings were made of the long hair of the maiden. My name is Maija Kauhanen, and this is Kantele in three tracks. The first track is called Ruskoi, and it's played by Arja Kastinen and Teppana Jänis. This kind of music is the oldest kantele tradition that we have here in Finland and Karelia. This kind of music is inspired of church bells, and this is actually a dancing tune. Teppana Jänis was a great kantele player, and he lived about 100 years ago in Karelia. And this track is a combination of his playing that has been recorded many years ago, so there's archive recording, and then Arja Kastinen, the great kantele master, she has been learning this really old style of playing kantele. The track is a combination. They are playing together. The second track is played by the band called Okra Playground, and the tune is called Hetkeen, Into the Moment. And actually, I'm playing in this band too. Me, Maija Kauhanen and Essi Muikku, and we are using this little bit modern style of 15-string kanteles.
Oli ennen onni manni, onni mannista matikka, matikasta mieli tietty, mieli tietystä odotus, odotuksesta kipinä, kipinästä syttyi lempi, lemmestä levisi kokko, kokosta kohosi roihu.
I love kantele riffs, this tiny, tiny, like little bit, I think like a spider net, like how you can modify this tiny riffs and sound with kantele.
Kokosta tuli kipinä, kipinästä versoi taini, taimesta.
The instrument is developing all the time. They are really good instrument makers, so I can't wait where we are in 10 years. I'm really, really keen on seeing what kind of music will come out when kantele players start to work with different kind of producers and artists from different genres. In this tune, you can hear also the kind of acoustic effect here. So we are using actually a Plutac to mute the strings to get a little bit more like a darker sound. Tune is starting with blue tack effect, and then in the end of the song you can find this open sound. Number 3 is the artist Malmivaara. His first single, Alkajainen. I would translate it like a start. He started to release music really actually this year. And I was actually asking, how did he make this song? Because I like this track a lot. So he said that he has been working with the C-cassettes and C-cassettes loops, and he had been sampling a lot of like, yeah, drums and also some other instruments like guitar, but also kantele and actually gensle, that is like a kantele from Gdansk that they have been finding out from this really, really old relative instrument. So he's working with different kind of loops and tempos of C-cassette loops. There are also a lot of kantele loops. And I really must say that this, I can't wait what kind of things he will make in the near future.
Maija Kauhanen talking about and playing us sounds from Finland's national instrument, the kantele. And I was really fascinated to hear about that traditional instrument and how it's still evolving and musicians are still finding new ways to use it. Thanks so much to Maija for her insight and selections. And remember, you can listen back to all of those pieces and the full track list over on BBC Sounds for the next 30 days. Just search for Music Planet. Here's something now for the festive season from Beninese French singer-songwriter, actress and activist Angélique Kidjo. Zan Vevede, meaning O Holy Night.
Zan Vevede, doa mesia meneva, ma ubevi, vague me la remi.
Do
New music there from Anglo-Irish group Fluke. And that was released a couple of weeks ago, right on the winter solstice. And they describe the track as laden with imagery from family lines and the sea between, embodying the essence of transitioning, leaning boldly into new sonic light. We're going to move on to a track now from gospel and folk singer Bessie Jones, who was born in Georgia and spent many years travelling around until she eventually settled on St. Simon's Island, where she joined a group called the Georgia Sea Island Singers. And she brought with her to the group a massive repertoire of folk songs, many of which she learnt from her grandfather, a former slave born in Africa. And he had taught her lots of the songs that he used to sing in the fields. This track, recorded by Alan Lomax, is called O Day, and it's a song that can be used on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, or both. And it's one of the Watch Night songs, and it welcomes the dawn.
New Year's Day,
New Year's Day,
New Year's Day,
New Year's Day.
Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers with that Watch Night song. And there's a really powerful history behind that. Watch Night, or Freedom's Eve, dates back to December the 31st, 1862, when, as the clock struck midnight, Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation took effect, declaring enslaved people in the Confederate States to be legally free. And here we are, between Christmas and New Year, that in-between period where we often find ourselves feeling very aware of the passage of time, bidding farewell to the old year and starting a new one, hopefully with optimism and anticipation. I'm about to play you a Polish New Year carol, appropriately titled A New Year, A Good Year. But before that, let's hear from probably the most famous family in English folk music. This is a total classic from the Watersons, their rendition of an apple tree wassail, a winter tradition involving singing, dancing and merrymaking in orchards in front of the apple trees. And it's meant to encourage a good harvest and plenty of cider for the following year.
Oh, a lily, white lily, oh, lily, white pin.
Please to come down and let us come in. Lily, oh lily, white smock. Please to come down and pull back the lock. Sour was ale, jolly was ale. Joy come to our jolly was ale. Next year.
Oh, master and mistress, how are you within?
Please to come down and pull back the pin. Our was ale, jolly was ale. Joy come to our jolly was ale.
How well the May bloom,
how well the May bear. So we may all have pulls and cider next year.
There was an old farmer and he had an old cow.
Would sell to milk her, he didn't know how. He put his old cow down in his old barn. And a little more liquor won't do us no harm. Me boys am, and a little more liquor won't do us no harm. Sour was ale, jolly was ale. Joy come to our jolly was ale.
How well the May bloom,
how well the May bear. So we may all have pulls and cider next year. For the ringles and the jingles and the tenor of the song goes merrily, merrily, merrily. For the tenor of the song goes merrily.
Hatfuls, capfuls, three bushel bagfuls, little heaps under the stairs.
Hip hip, hooray!
Yeah.
a carol for the new year from Polish band Kapela Brodau. And I don't know whether you thought this, but I felt that there was something really similar in the timbre of the voices there between that one and the Watersons track that I played just before it. And it's been such a pleasure sharing all of this wonderful music with you. Thank you so much for listening and being here with us on Music Planet at this turning point of the year. Lofa Kotari will be here next week with the first Music Planet of 2025, and she's got a special return journey selection from Malian group Songhai Blues. In the meantime, I wish you a very happy new year, and I'm going to leave you with one last track from a CD that I bought for my dad for Christmas when it came out 3 years ago, and I think it was the most appreciated present I've ever given him. And this song is often used at New Year. It was probably the most popular parting song in Scotland until Robbie Burns adapted Auld Lang Syne. It's an absolute classic, performed superbly here by Corinne Polwart and Dave Milligan. This is The Parting Glass.
That here I had, I spent it in good company, and of all the harm that here I've done, alas, it was to none but me. The parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that here I've had, sorry for my going away, and of all the sweethearts that here I've had, they would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and should not, I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be with you.
And that moving performance of the traditional Scottish song, The Parting Glass, was performed by Kareen Polwart and Dave Milligan. And that brings this week's edition of Music Planet to a close, which was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Gabriel Francis. Music Planet is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3. In a few moments, Tom Service presents the new music show with highlights from the London Contemporary Music Festival.
The BBC Proms highlights on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds. Traditional favourites, new compositions and more. Culminating in the world's biggest classical music party. With Angel Blue and Sir Stephen Hough joining the BBC Symphony Orchestra with conductor Zachary Oramore. Relive the BBC Proms 2024. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3, and this is The New Music Show.
And suddenly, I saw this huge elephant right in Oxford Circus. It was massive.
Tonight, let's create the tricksterish theme of this year's London Contemporary Music Festival. As the festival says, where would we be without the trickster? Shapeshifter, border crosser, mischief maker, lord of misrule, god of the in-between, catcher of contingency, vandal, joker. They are our guide, our patron saint, our aesthetic saviour. Well, over a handful of concerts in North London last week, LCMF created a cornucopia of premieres and performances to delight, provoke, challenge and thrill. So tonight we're at Hackney Church to hear what happened when the LCMF Orchestra convened under their conductor and one of the festival's directors, Jack Sheen. We'll hear premieres from Maggie Nichols and Edward Henderson and Lisa Streich, and along the way, in an entire new music show of exclusive Radio 3 recordings for you, we'll be meeting the composers and hearing from LCMF's founder and director, Igor Taroniu-Lalić. A lot to look forward to in the atmosphere of serious creative carnival that the festival made in Hackney Church. And we're going to start with Lawrence Crane's world premiere, his composition number 5 in Hackney, in which the tricksterism is gentle, multidimensional, and